This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
You know that that exact feeling?
Yeah.
It's the final week of the quarter.
Oh, it's the absolute worst. Just sheer panic.
Right. You spent thousands, or I mean maybe tens of thousands of dollars on your marketing campaigns over the last 3 months. And you're just sitting there.
Staring at a spreadsheet, yeah.
Staring at a spreadsheet, crossing your fingers, and just hoping, you know, praying, really, that the math magically works out on the very last day. It's that universal business anxiety.
The end of quarter revenue panic.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the business equivalent of closing your eyes, throwing a dart across a crowded room, and just hoping you hit the board, let alone the bullseye.
Right. You're operating purely on hope.
Which is not exactly a strategy.
No, it's definitely not. And today, in this deep dive, we're going to put an end to that panic. So we're looking at a strategic digital playbook today. It's titled Mid-Quarter Marketing Review. Is your Q2 on track?
It's a really fascinating system.
It is. It's put together by Joe Medico, the Director of Client Services at Double Dome Digital Marketing. And our mission today is to arm you, the listener, with a technical playbook so you can, well, stop guessing about your marketing spend.
Which is desperately needed right now.
Seriously. Now, the source uses Q2, so early May leading up to June 30th, as its specific case study. But we're going to help you apply these exact principles to absolutely any mid-quarter checkpoint in the 2026 landscape.
And we really, really need to emphasize that 2026 landscape, because that is why this matters so much right now.
Because things have changed.
They've completely changed. What's fascinating here is that we are firmly entrenched in the reality of generative AI search. Traditional metrics, I mean, the things marketers have relied on for basically two decades, they are rapidly becoming obsolete.
Right.
If you aren't doing a clinical 45-day check-in, you aren't just taking a risk. You are essentially flying blind in a completely new digital atmosphere.
Okay, let's unpack this, because before we can fix a marketing strategy, we have to establish why the old way of evaluating campaigns is, you know, fundamentally broken.
The postmortem.
Right, the old way is the postmortem. You wait until June 30th, you look back, and you ask, did it work?
Mm-hmm.
I sort of look at it like baking an incredibly expensive high-stakes wedding cake, but for some reason, you refuse to taste the batter before you bake it.
You just go right ahead and bake it.
You bake it, you frost it, you serve it to 300 guests at the reception, and only when they take a bite do you find out you accidentally swapped the sugar for salt.
That is, that's a great analogy, because by the time the cake is served, the resources are already gone. There's no fixing it.
Exactly.
The playbook highlights two massive traps that leaders fall into when they operate like that. The first is exactly what you described, the wait and see approach. You do absolutely nothing until the quarter is completely over.
And by then, the damage is done.
Right. But the second trap is the opposite. And honestly, it's equally dangerous, the impulsive pivot.
Ah, right. That's when you have like one slow week in early May and you start panicking.
You start panicking and you demand a total strategy teardown from your team. You're just reacting to the wind. And the playbook emphasizes that in 2026, both of these approaches are fatal because of a phenomenon they call the AI slump.
The AI slump.
Yeah, traditional search traffic.
Yeah.
You know, the old model of someone typing a question into a search engine and clicking one of 10 blue links, that is actively being eaten away. Users are getting their answers directly from AI summaries.
Right. They don't even need to click.
Exactly. Mm. So the old strategy of just blindly buying ads to get clicks, that's what the author calls renting your growth.
Which implies that the second you stop paying rent, you get evicted from the market. Like your traffic just drops to zero.
Precisely. Instead, you need to build an engine that works while you sleep. The playbook poses a very harsh but necessary question for anyone running a business right now. Is your $15,000 a month marketing spend actually buying you permanent market ownership? Or
is it just funding expensive, non-converting clicks?
Exactly. Are you just buying empty clicks?
Let's stick on this AI slump concept for a second, because I want to make sure we're really getting to the why here.
Mm.
Why is this blind end of quarter approach so exceptionally dangerous right now? Like, if my traffic is dropping, isn't that just objectively bad news?
Not necessarily. And well, that's where it gets really complicated. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's entirely about a massive shift in user behavior. AI search models like Gemini or ChatGPT, they are answering user queries without ever sending a click to your website.
Right.
So let's say you're looking at your traditional click-through rate, your CTR data. Suddenly, that data is incredibly misleading. Your CTR might be plummeting not because your content is bad, but because the AI is reading your content, summarizing it perfectly for the user,
and the user never actually needs to click the link to visit your site.
Exactly. They got the answer right there in the chat interface.
Wait. So I could be looking at my analytics dashboard, seeing a huge drop in clicks, and, you know, my boss is screaming at me that we're failing? But in reality, we might actually be the primary source the AI is using to answer the customer's question. We might actually be winning the market.
You might be dominating the market, yeah. If you wait until the end of the quarter to analyze that drop in clicks, you'll completely misdiagnose the health of your business.
Wow.
You might kill a campaign that's actually, you know, feeding the AI algorithms perfectly just because it isn't producing the traditional blue link clicks you're used to seeing.
That is a massive paradigm shift. Which brings us to the next major insight from the playbook. If waiting for the end of the quarter is a recipe for a salty wedding cake, what exactly should we be doing at that 45-day mid-quarter mark?
Right, the pivot.
Yeah, the playbook says we need to shift our mindset from diagnosing a problem to clinical resource allocation.
Clinical resource allocation. It's a great phrase because it completely takes the emotion out of the process.
It sounds very sterile.
It is. A mid-quarter review is not a party to celebrate your wins, and it's certainly not a war room to panic over your dips. It's a sterile, objective environment where you evaluate the data you've gathered over the last 45 days, and then you move your money to where it's actually working.
The playbook specifically talks about identifying campaigns with momentum and then cutting the losers before they drain your budget. But momentum in 2026, it has a very specific definition here, doesn't it?
It does. It means your brand is being cited as the preferred answer by those AI tools.
Okay, so you're looking for where you actually have traction in the new ecosystem.
Exactly. But just as importantly, when you find campaigns suffering from what the playbook calls technical friction, you have to cut them immediately.
Okay, let's hold on right there because I want to push back on this term a bit. Technical friction.
Sure.
Is that just a polite, jargony way of saying someone built a bad website? Like your images are too big and the page takes 10 seconds to load?
See, that is the 2015 definition of technical friction. In 2026, it goes much, much deeper. Technical friction today isn't just about human readability or load speeds. It's heavily about structured data.
Okay, structured data. Break that down for us. What does that actually mean in practice?
Think of structured data as the hidden language your website uses to speak directly to AI models.
Like the code in the background.
Exactly. It's code, usually schema markup, that tells the AI exactly what is on the page. Let's say you run a commercial plumbing business in Chicago. A human can look at your website, see a picture of a wrench, see the word Chicago, and know exactly what you do.
Right, because we have eyes in context.
But an AI doesn't see pictures like that. If your structured data is messy, you know, if it doesn't clearly map out your service area, your operating hours, your exact expertise in a format the AI can digest,
the AI just skips over you.
It simply bypasses you. Yeah.
So even if I have the most beautiful, expensive, fast-loading website in the world, if that underlying code isn't perfectly organized, the AI just ignores me.
Completely ignores you. You lose what the playbook calls your citation share. The AI will pick your competitor, who might have a visually uglier website, but whose structured data clearly fed the AI exactly what it needed.
Wow.
Technical friction is about how your brand is characterized in generative search. If you have friction there, you do not exist to the AI. And if you don't exist to the AI, you increasingly just don't exist to the customer.
That really changes the game. It means we aren't just designing for humans anymore. So we know we need to measure this momentum and root out this technical friction. But how? We need a concrete way to measure this at the 45-day mark, rather than just, you know, guessing.
And the playbook provides exactly that.
Right, with a 5-point mid-quarter scorecard.
And this is where the rubber meets the road. Because abstract concepts like momentum and friction, they're great in theory, but you need to be able to quantify them on a Tuesday morning when you're looking at your budget.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's weave through this scorecard, because I want you to picture this 5-point system like the warning lights on a car's dashboard. Like we said earlier, a drop in traditional click-through rate that might just be a generic check engine light.
Right. It tells you something is weird, but not what's broken.
Exactly. But this scorecard tells you exactly which gasket is blown. So the very first question the playbook asks is, are we the preferred answer?
Right, and the metric you use to verify that is AI citation share. How often are AI tools actually citing your brand for your key services?
But practically speaking, how does a marketer actually measure that? Am I supposed to just sit at my desk all day typing, hey Gemini, who's the best plumber in Chicago, and like keeping a tally on a notepad?
I mean, you could, but you wouldn't get very far. In 2026, we have LLM visibility trackers.
Okay, what are those?
These are tools specifically designed to run thousands of queries across different AI models, you know, ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, and they aggregate how often your brand is cited as the primary solution compared to your competitors.
Oh, that makes sense.
If your AI citation share is dropping, that is your first massive warning light. It means the AI doesn't trust your authority anymore.
Okay, so let's say our citation share is actually great. The AI loves us. The next logical fear is whether those citations are actually moving people down the funnel or if they're just, you know, window shopping. How does the playbook suggest we measure that?
That brings us to the second metric, lead velocity. You measure this by looking at your MQL to SQL conversion rate. That stands for marketing qualified lead to sales qualified lead. It's basically a measure of speed.
Unpack that a bit. Why is the speed so important?
Because in an AI-driven world, if someone actually takes the step to reach out to you, they usually already have all the background information they need. The AI gave it to them.
Right. They've already done their research.
Exactly. So if they contact you, becoming a marketing qualified lead, but it takes weeks for them to turn into a serious, ready-to-buy sales qualified lead, there's a huge disconnect. Your marketing might be attracting people who are just asking general questions rather than people who are actually ready to make a purchase.
So high velocity means you're attracting the right intent.
You got it.
But what if you're looking at your dashboard? You've got thousands of clicks on your ads, but your lead velocity is practically zero. Like, you're getting traffic, but nobody is picking up the phone.
Then you're likely suffering from the third issue on the scorecard, which is bot drain. You verify this with your click-to-lead ratio. Basically, you're looking to see if your ad spend is being eaten alive by non-human scripts.
Hang on, let me play devil's advocate here for a second.
Mm.
Aren't advertising platforms like Google and Meta supposed to filter out bot traffic automatically? Why is DoubleDome saying we need to audit this ourselves at the 45-day mark?
You would think so, yeah. But the bots in 2026 are incredibly sophisticated. We aren't just talking about simple click fraud anymore.
Sophisticated how? Like, yeah. They bypass the standard filters.
Totally. We're talking about scraping bots deployed by competitor AI models, data harvesters, and malicious scripts that literally mimic human behavior to bypass standard platform filters.
That is wild.
So they'll click your ad, they'll scroll around your page to look human, and then they scrape your content. You pay for the click, but it's a machine.
Wow.
If you have 5,000 clicks and only 2 leads, you don't have a conversion problem, you have a bot problem. You're funding scripts, not reaching humans.
That's terrifying, honestly. Paying thousands of dollars just to feed someone else's AI model.
So if we somehow manage to filter the bots, how do we make sure we're actually catching the humans who have their credit cards out?
That is the fourth metric. You need to check if you own the intent gaps. You measure this through your long-tail search impression share.
Give me a concrete example of an intent gap. Let's go back to our plumber. A broad keyword is Chicago plumber. That's highly competitive, it's very expensive, and honestly, low intent. Someone searching that might just be looking for a picture of a plumber for a school project.
Right.
An intent gap is a highly specific long-tail query. Something like, emergency commercial pipe burst repair near me, open now.
Okay, yeah, that is very specific.
Right. The search volume is much lower, but the intent is massive. Are you dominating those highly specific queries where the user is in an absolute panic and needs to buy right now?
Got it. And the final piece of the scorecard has to be about the bottom line, right? Knowing if all of this actually makes us any money.
Precisely. The fifth point is asking if your ROI dashboard is honest. And you verify honesty by looking at CAC versus LTV, customer acquisition cost versus lifetime value. Does the money you spent truly equal the money you made over the long term?
Makes sense.
Because if your agency dashboard says a campaign is wildly successful because it brought in a lot of clicks, but the cost to acquire those customers is actually higher than what they'll ever spend with your business,
then the dashboard is lying to you.
The dashboard is lying to you.
It's a ruthless scorecard, but it completely strips away all the agency fluff. Impressions, likes, page views. I mean, none of that pays the payroll. You have to deal with reality. So let's move to the final piece of the puzzle here. System scale and actionable recovery. Because it's one thing to have the scorecard and identify which warning lights are going off. But what happens if you sit down for this mid-quarter review on day 45, you run the 5 points, and you realize you are, in fact, totally failing?
Well, the playbook is very clear on the recovery protocol. The mid-quarter review acts as a technical backbone. It gives you the chance to check if a clunky mobile experience is turning people away, or if that structured data issue we talked about earlier is blocking AI recommendations.
But the key is that you're finding it in mid-May, not in July.
Exactly.
The playbook makes a really bold claim here, though. It says that if you identify these issues at day 45, you can actually recover a quarter's revenue trajectory within 14 to 21 days. I have to challenge that.
Sounds aggressive, I know.
It does. If you're halfway through the quarter and your scorecard is a disaster, how is a 2-week turnaround even possible? Like, if I go into an ad platform and drastically shift my budget around, doesn't that throw the algorithms back into a learning phase? You'd basically kill whatever tiny momentum you had left. It sounds almost too good to be true.
It does sound like magic, but it's actually grounded in brutal prioritization. The reason a 14 to 21 day recovery is possible is because you aren't trying to fix everything, and you aren't relying on broad algorithms to learn new tricks. You're doing triage.
How does that actually look in practice, though, without breaking the machine learning?
It looks like abandoning those broad, expensive keywords entirely. Let's say you're a law firm spending a fortune on the broad keyword lawyer. The algorithm is struggling to find the right people because the term is just too vague.
Right.
During this 14-day turnaround, you take all that remaining budget, you pull it out of the broad campaigns, and you shift it exclusively into those exact match intent gaps we talked about.
The highly specific triggers.
Right. Emergency bankruptcy attorney consultation today. You don't need a machine learning algorithm to figure out who wants that ad. The intent is already baked right into the exact query.
Oh, I see.
By shifting your resources away from vanity metrics and pouring your remaining cash purely into high-intent triggers, you bypass the algorithm's learning phase entirely. You can instantly improve your lead velocity before the quarter actually ends. You stop trying to cast a massive net in the ocean, and you start using a highly calibrated spear.
It makes a lot of sense when you frame it as triage. You aren't fixing the whole strategy. You're just deploying your remaining cash to the single most efficient exact match conversion point you have. You make the system work for you rather than waiting for the system to figure it out on its own.
Precisely. As the author notes, the transition from Q1 to Q2 is about setting a foundation. But the midpoint of Q2, or really any quarter, is about ensuring that foundation can actually support the scale you've planned for the rest of the year.
It's about moving from renting traffic to owning market authority. And that requires a disciplined system. So let's wrap this up and recap the core advice we've unpacked today. First, the end of quarter postmortem is a trap. Do not wait until the cake is baked to taste the batter. You need to evaluate at day 45.
Crucial first step.
Second, you must check your AI citation share. If the AI models aren't recommending you, you're invisible to the new wave of search traffic. Third, you have to actively audit for bot drain to ensure you're actually paying to reach human beings, not just feeding competitors scraping scripts.
All right.
And finally, you have to make cynical, unemotional resource pivots at that 45-day mark, shifting your budget away from broad vanity metrics and into exact match high-intent gaps so you can realistically recover your quarter in that 14 to 21-day window. It is a highly technical, incredibly necessary playbook for surviving the digital landscape right now.
It's a phenomenal playbook, really. But honestly, studying it raises a much larger and, frankly, somewhat unsettling point about the direction we're heading in the long term.
How so?
Well, the article explicitly notes that AI search models are now answering queries without ever sending clicks to your site. We talked about how that ruins traditional CTR metrics and requires new ways of thinking. But let's take that trend to its absolute logical conclusion.
Okay.
If this continues and your AI citation share truly becomes the only metric that matters for a business to survive, what happens to traditional web design? If users never actually visit your site because the AI just reads it and gives them the answer on a silver platter, will websites eventually just become invisible databases?
Oh, wow.
Think about it. No pictures, no branding, no user interface at all. Just raw, structured data sitting on a server designed exclusively for Gemini and ChatGPT to read in the dark.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.